This is the scary playlist.
Put your heart in someone, put someone in something. Ring the doorbell, buddy. Take it, it's a good time. Sit down making breakfast, cooking like I never. Did you read the paper? Looking for the new job. Jump into your costume. Did you pick an entrance? Got to put the arms on, legs and feet and hand paint. Here is my hand. Climb into the window, welcome to the planet. Can you count the birthdays? Take it, it's a good time. Got to feed the offspring, it's caffeine and organic. Keep the spectrum moving. I feel the tingling.
From the Reminding Ideas, and you can find them thereminding.com. Welcome to the playlist. We have a huge show lined up for you. We got music by the Misfits, as well as we're going to be talking about a up-and-coming documentary. But this playlist is all about being scared, And since we are in the month of being scared, I thought, hey, why not get reoccurring you know, guests, Andy and Denim Dan, to talk about why they love Halloween. So, Andy, why do you love Halloween?
Oh, I absolutely love Halloween because it's the one time of year where you get to be someone else. You get to dress up and no one will look at you funny. I mean, if I went out in my red panda costume anywhere, you know, then people would give me funny looks, but not during this time of the year. Yeah, that, and, you know, it's autumn, so you got the trees and the leaves changing color and everything. The weather's nice and cool. It's just, it's my favorite time of the year, my favorite month, and my favorite holiday, because, you know, you're not celebrating it with you know, faux family values by everyone saying, oh, let's get together and give presents to everyone, but let's actually just sit around the television and forget that we're all around each other.
Dan, do you like going around and just checking out the hot vag that's walking around?
You read my mind, Turtle. It's all about the hot chicks playing the naughty whatevers. You know, not naughty nurse, naughty Wookiee, naughty presidential candidate.
I like that. We'll come back to the playlist, but we're going to hear the Town Monster and their song, Bela Lugosi. You can find them at thetownmonster.com.
Scariest movie I've ever seen. That would be Hannibal Lecter.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, which one?
The second one, Hannibal Lecter, not Silence of the Lambs. The actual scene. But and Hannibal Lecter, I couldn't even last in the theater for very long. I had my jacket over my head for like every scary scene, and that one scene where Ray Liotta fucking cuts open his head, pardon the language, cuts open his skull, and the dude's still alive, and he's like picking at his brain is the most creepiest thing ever. I literally had to like walk out of the theater while my sister's over there like laughing her ass off at me.
He fries the dude's brain and feeds it to him.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
That's pretty morbid, dude.
Yeah. What about you, Oliver? The Shining.
The Shining.
Why? Oh my goodness. So many suspense in that movie. I mean, it was very, very hard to anticipate them if you've seen it for the first time. Jack Nicholson, the guy just get more and more evil as time went by. I mean, you have no idea what he was going to transform to. But The Shining is one of those movies that have stuck with me for the last 20, 30 years.
Welcome back to the playlist. And in that set, we heard a Bela Lugosi from The Town Monster. You can find him at thetownmonster.com. And also you heard a Hook from Portland's own Hello Electric. You can find them at helloelectric.com. And like I said, this playlist is a very scary playlist. And I want to know if you know any scary stories.
Oh, sure. Have you ever heard of the Haunted Ohio books?
No, no.
Oh, man. It's this great series of books. We used to read them when we were kids because they always had them at the school libraries. And they're technically historical, if you think about it, because it's actually telling like true ghost stories from people around Ohio. And you can actually go to a lot of these real places and track down where these stories came from and stuff. And there's actually a story that is really close to my hometown in Ohio. And it's where you, it's on a backcountry road. I know I can find it because I found it with my brother one day. And we went back there and you drive down this backcountry road. There's a very small bridge crossing over a small creek. It's just kind of like a service road bridge. It's not like a real like fancy bridge or anything. It's just like 10 feet long.
If I was to Google map it, and could I see it? Has Google like
mapped Google
it?
Earth?
Yeah.
I don't think that part of Ohio is important enough to be zoomed in that much. Like Google, to get that greatest of detail. So anyway, there's this really small bridge, and if you go there late at night, I think you can do it any night, but it has to be very calm, not very windy, so you can hear very clearly. And if you sit, I guess you can sit in your car on the bridge, but if you sit on the bridge and just wait very patiently, and it's 1-2 in the morning, and you can actually hear a woman, or actually a baby crying, and then like a woman kind of crying for her baby a little bit, but it's mostly like the baby crying, because apparently a long, long time ago, a woman, I think she, her car like drove off the road into the creek, and the baby, her and her baby drown. And so you can go there at night and actually hear the ghosts crying and stuff. And dude, that's there's stuff like that from all over Ohio. People have told me stories about. It's amazing.
Yeah, another story that's going to be told is an upcoming documentary about Fishbone, and Lawrence Fishburne is actually going to be narrating that, and it features interviews with Flea, Ice-T, and Gwen Stefani. Do you think this Fishbone documentary comes on the heels of their massive success?
Fishburne doing Fishbone?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope so. I love Fishbone. I saw them in concert a few years ago, and it just great music, a lot of fun.
I'm going to tell you a story, but I'm going to do it off the air about when I met the saxophonist at Fatburger at 3 in the morning. And I can't tell you where we went or what we were going to do or what he wanted to buy. I'll tell you that off the air. Let me do this. Here, let's play The Damage Is Done by Mutiny Mutiny. You can find them at mutinymutiny.com. And we'll have more with the Scary Playlist.
Fishbone fan.
Yeah.
Fishbone for Fishbone.
he goes around the around LA just wearing the sheet, a shirt, like Fishburne actually wearing the shirt, Fishburne for Fishbone.
Well, ahead on the Roman hell is taking the armies of the dead away again. Ghouls of hell have overflowed. The night before it was sheer terror on a quest for flesh. They draw a mirror. The sun goes down, the darkness grows, and your blood runs cold. Your blood runs cold in this twilight of the dead. Blood runs cold, cold. Your blood runs cold in this twilight of the dead. Some who know the most. There's nothing there, we're left for dying. Have no chance once you were trying. Nor we run till the morning glows. And your blood runs cold. Your blood runs cold in this twilight of the dead. Blood runs cold.
You just heard The Misfits off their latest album, The Devil's Reign. Dude, this has been an album that has been a decade in progress, and they just released that. And you heard the title track from there, Twilight of the Dead. You can find them, misfits.com. And earlier we were just talking about documentaries and Lord Fishburne going to be narrating the Fishbone documentary. But what do you think are the top five scariest movies? I'll go with you, Dan.
I mean, like, actual scare factor, like you're,
yeah,
like gripping the armchair, like, exactly. Oh, holy shit, this is so fucking scary. Wow, okay. I'm actually going to give one of the spots to a video game, and it's going to be Silent Hill 2, because that's scared the crap out of me, man. Like, I remember sitting there playing it as a teenager, and I actually had to, like, put the controller down, walk away, walk downstairs, and just kind of sit in the living room with my mom and stepdad for a while, because it was like you're just immersed in all this fog and you can't see anything, but you can hear all this stuff moving around, and you're like, something bad is about to come out of the bushes and, like, gonna rip me to pieces, and I don't know what it is, and it sounds gross and it sounds eerie, but I'm gonna give one of those spots to that. But yeah,
actually, about that game, I played that, and my grandma was watching me play it one time, and I was freaked the hell out, and she's just sitting there, just shoot the damn thing already. So it kind of took away from the scare factor, but it was good memories.
Yeah. But the thing is, I heard about this cheat where you could find the lightsaber in this doorknob. Like, if you play through the game,
if only
once,
life was that
and
easy.
And you go through, and apparently it's the most powerful thing in the weapon in the game. You go there to the end of the hallway, and you just pull out this lightsaber from the door or something, and you can go around whacking zombies with it, apparently.
Nice.
I saw screenshots of it somewhere.
Nice. Yeah. Andy, your top five?
Well,
let's go top three, because I know I said five, but yeah, like you only said...
top three.
Yeah.
Okay, Definitely The Thing by John Carpenter's The Thing, not the new one that's coming out, which I think is a prequel or the one that it was a remake of. Great movie, Kurt Russell being a badass. And, you know, the fact that the Thing is in it so little really, you know, and you have to figure out who it is. It just keeps you guessing the whole time. It's a great movie. Alien is another one that scared the pants off of me when I was a little kid. Although I do like Aliens just for, you know, the action-packed tomfoolery. And a third...
Game over, man. Game
over. Exactly. A third, I'm probably going to have to opt out of that one. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Can I throw in Hellraiser? I was never a fan of Hellraiser because, like, it was just too weird and too, like...
I've never seen it. But I do want to comment on the other two that Andy said because The Thing... is by far, like horror movie wise, is probably like my second favorite horror film behind The Exorcist. The Exorcist I like because it's a very, very psychological thing, just like The Thing, you know. But, and then also with, what else did you say?
Alien.
I saw that in Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Cinespia was showing it on the side of the White Mausoleum, just sitting there on my birthday, dude, a couple years ago. It was so awesome. And just like, you just see the alien thing, the title sequence just come up and everybody starts screaming, yes! And then everybody gets quiet because they just know, like, you have to watch this movie in silence. That's what makes it epic. That's what makes it so suspenseful.
Well, since you're watching this movie in silence, you're probably pulling out your phone. And since you're there, you might as well log on to entertheshell.com, read the latest blogs from Matt Morgan, and see who Andy picks as the artist of the week. And download a few of our podcasts. And if you want to be featured on the playlist, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. Guys, lastly, your favorite candy to get while trick-or-treating. I'll go first. Tootsie Rolls. Anytime I get a Tootsie Roll, I'm happy.
Twix, definitely.
Reese's Cups, Reese's Pieces, anything. The peanut butter cups. Anything that has the word Reese's on it.
Nice. Well, we're going to leave now with something even better than Reese's. This is Mild Mannered and their feature track, Wonder. You can find them, mildmanneredhq.com. And I wonder why you slumber.
Not a porn.
It sounds like a B movie for real.
Sounds like a 70s porn film. Midnight Meat Train, ride it.
That's funny. That's a good one, Joe.
Ride the Midnight Meat Train.